You've been serving as president of ASGA, wrapping up here at this meeting. First of all, talk to me what this experience has been like.
Well, going through the Farm Bill process with Luther Marquardt, of course, is a 40-plus year veteran of the industry. It's been a huge learning experience for me, and just raising the bar in my public speaking ability to talk to folks like you, and then get in front of Congress and the ag committees and actually tell our story in there. I think I'm a better human being because of it, just learning how to tell our farm story better in the congressional arena. So that's been a lot of fun. And then learning about all of the legal battles uphill that we have coming here against, you know, with EPA and different pesticides we need to use on our farms, seeing how at risk those are and how much we have to continue to tell that story and drive it home that this stuff is important, that we maintain these tools for our use in the future for sugar beets.
Bring us up to date on where we're sitting with chlorpyrifos and some of those type of issues.
Well, as you heard, chlorpyrifos was, it's a long story with court appeals and all that stuff, but in the end we got the use of chlorpyrifos back. Of course, in Minnesota now we've got another battle to get the state to put that back for our use, because I feel they need to follow the federal guidelines on that. But the state, actually at this time, we cannot use it. It's not labeled for use in Minnesota. And so that'll be our next step here, is to tell anyone we can in Minnesota, whether it's Department of Ag, and I know Tom Peterson is supportive, get in front of those folks and at least get it reestablished to the levels that it was before after all that court work that we did to get it back.
Is there product available?
I don't think the co-ops have been allowed to have it in Minnesota, speaking for Minnesota. I don't know about other states, but I know that they were required to get rid of it, and farmers couldn't have it, so we're going to have to build up inventory again, too.
Let's talk Farm Bill. Obviously, I think we wanted this put to bed at this point. We now have that extension in place. We're in an election year. We've been stymied by this appropriations process. How confident are you in getting something done here soon?
Well, based on what I've heard around Washington, I think a one-year extension sounds like the most likely solution at this time. I'm a little disappointed. I think when these things get corralled in political ways like it has, when you're talking about presidential elections and a farm bill, to me they shouldn't necessarily have anything to do with each other. All the work's been done. The committees know what we need. Let's get this thing done so we have some clarity for the next 5 years.
You take a look at it. Sugar seems like it's always in the cross. How confident are you as we move forward here?
I'm real confident. I think COVID taught us a big lesson, and that's that if we don't have these things available domestically, there's no guarantees you're going to get them. And food, of course, should be top of that list. Sugar is it's a primary food that is two-thirds of our grocery store ingredients. It should be pertinent that we have these things available. And even if it costs a little bit more sometimes, but to have it, we've learned this on the farm, whether it's fuel or tractor parts or whatever it might be, it's far more important to us that it's available and ready and a high-quality product than it is necessarily a few pennies here or there. So I'm confident that we're going to get something done to try and secure that supply for years to come. We've done a good job of supplying the market, and we'll keep doing that as long as we have a program that helps us and makes sure that we stay in business.
Again, congratulations on your time and leadership here.
Yeah, thank you.